May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Our text for this morning comes from the epistle reading, especially these words. Paul writes, "For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel. I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings." This is our text. You may be seated. Do you ever have a hard time keeping quiet? I'm not trying to pick on anyone in particular, lest you think I'm talking directly to you, but is it ever really hard for you to just not talk, to just not say something? I think sometimes we have a hard time keeping quiet if we're angry or upset with someone. If someone has made us angry, we want to make sure they know it. What about if we hear a piece of juicy news about someone else? That's hard to keep quiet about, isn't it? Or on the flip side, what if there's some really good bit of news about ourselves or about someone we love? It may be hard to keep silent about that. We want to let others know. I think of the woman in Jesus' parable who had 10 coins and then lost one. And eventually, after searching, she found it, and she tells her neighbors, "Rejoice with me, for I have found my lost coin." On the other hand, there are times when we are silent, when we really don't want to say much of anything. Perhaps when we've done something wrong, and we'd just rather not let other people know what happened. When we see someone being treated unjustly, or maybe we see a difficult situation among other people, we often don't want to get involved. It's better just to remain silent. If we're sad or depressed or hurt or angry, we may turn to silence as well. Perhaps you're the type of person that's prone to brooding when you're unhappy. So there are times when we are silent, and there are times when we just can't be quiet. Solomon writes in Ecclesiastes, "There is a time to keep silence and a time to speak." Unfortunately, we human beings don't always pick the right option, do we? We have a tendency to speak when we shouldn't, and we have a tendency to be silent when there is something that needs to be said. In today's epistle reading, St. Paul is telling us that he can't be quiet. He is unable to remain silent. He says, "For if I preach the gospel, that gives me no ground for boasting, for necessity is laid upon me. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel." Paul went to many places. He traveled the known world three times over, preaching and teaching and talking with people. Why do you think he couldn't be silent? Perhaps he had some incredible news to tell people. Paul's compulsion to preach about Jesus and who he is and what he's done presents an interesting contrast with today's gospel lesson. I don't know if you caught it, but in that lesson we read of Jesus casting out demons and he forbids them to speak. Mark writes, "And Jesus healed many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons. And he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him." The demons were not allowed to speak, were not allowed to tell who Jesus was. On the other hand, Paul is compelled to preach the gospel about Jesus Christ. Well, the demons knew who Jesus was. Theirs would not be a witness that would bring people to faith. For as we talked about last week, the demons speak out of terror and fear, for Christ has come to destroy them. So Jesus commands their silence. Silence is sometimes a difficult thing for us, not just ourselves, not just for us to be silent, but sometimes it feels as if God himself is being silent. We all have those times in our life, I think, during struggles, either our own or if a loved one is struggling with illness or hard times or loss. We pray out to God, begging for some indication of his love and concern, and yet oftentimes we never seem to get an answer, or at least not the answer we want. We pray for a miracle or a sign or just something, some way to know that God actually cares. We wonder if Jesus is including us when he says, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah." But is God actually silent? The psalmist writes, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky above proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours out speech, night to night reveals knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words whose voice is not heard." True, you may not hear a voice in the night from heaven telling you what to do. You may not receive that miracle you think you need, but God is not silent. And that's the good news of the gospel that Paul can't help but proclaim. The gospel he is compelled to preach. God is telling us through Christ that he does love us, that he does care. Jesus is the word. He is the voice, the speech of God made flesh. His death on the cross and his resurrection are speaking God's mercy to you. God spoke volumes through Christ when he sent him into the world, at Christmas, when he died, when he rose again, when he ascended, when he preached and taught throughout the Galilee and Jerusalem, to announce to the whole world that even though we are sinful and we say things we shouldn't and we don't say things that we should, that those sins are forgiven, that our baptism washes sin away. Jesus is God's word, his message to the world. He is never silent, proclaiming that we are his. He wants us to know about him. This is the news that is so incredible that Paul cannot be silent about it. And as God's people, as his church, we are not silent either. Think about all the speaking going on right here in the church on Sunday morning. I don't mean just me up here speaking to you, but we're singing hymns, we're confessing our sins, we're confessing our faith, we're hearing God's word spoken, we're receiving his spoken blessings, we're hearing about the forgiveness of our sins. Really, there's a lot of speaking going on by God's people right here, right in this place. Godly speaking, words from God himself. And God encouraged Paul to keep preaching. In Acts 18, we read, "And the Lord said to Paul one night in a vision, 'Do not be afraid, but go on speaking, and do not be silent.'" God's directive to Paul is the same directive he gives to his church. We are to declare to the world what is right and what is wrong. We are not to be silent on issues of the day, whether it be care for the poor, or abortion, or marriage, or social injustice. But most importantly, we are not to be silent about where people can find the forgiveness of sins and spiritual healing and eternal life. For we are to proclaim to the world that Christ has died and has risen again for the forgiveness of sins. And in him there is life and salvation. Remember the account of the first Palm Sunday? The whole multitude of Jesus' disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works they had seen, saying, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, rebuke your disciples." Jesus answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the very stones would cry out." In the Roman Empire, during the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd centuries, as Christianity began to expand, it was actually illegal to be a Christian. The punishment for being discovered to be a Christian varied from emperor to emperor and from place to place. However, it was fairly frequent practice for believers to be persecuted in some way. thrown into a pit of wild animals. One emperor would bind Christians to stakes and light them on fire. Yet God's church was not silent. Those persecutions, those trials did not cause people to close their mouths. In fact, almost the opposite happened. So certain were these Christians that Jesus Christ had risen from the dead, that they too would rise from the dead, that they would endure anything rather than being silent. They knew that their own death would only lead to resurrection in Jesus. There are countless stories of Christians singing hymns and praising God, even as they went to their deaths during these times. Silence was not an option. Oh, that we would be so bold as they. While we were living in Central Asia, we got to know a pastor named Pastor Ken Jebeck. Now, this Lutheran pastor did not grow up as a Christian. Christian missionaries preached to him, and eventually he was baptized, confirmed, and later became a pastor. And once he became a pastor, it was amazing to see how this man could not keep silent. He would go around preaching in churches. He would hold Bible studies in towns that were 99% Muslim. He was threatened. He had rocks thrown at him. He was thrown out of town on various occasions. But like Paul, he was compelled to preach the gospel. And we thank God that he sends us pastors and teachers who are not silent, but continue to preach the gospel to us. So there are times to be silent, and there are times to speak. But most importantly, we remember that God has spoken, that he has spoken to each one of us, spoken to us through his word, spoken to us in our baptisms, spoken to us in his supper, spoken to us through his beloved son. And he continues to declare his love and care for you, and uses us to continue to spread that word to those who have not heard it. So let us not be silent. As the writer to the Hebrews writes, long ago at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.